About a dozen people were injured in Gulf Shores, Alabama today when an SUV plowed into a marching band during a Mardi Gras parade. Officials say this was an accident and the driver was a 73-year-old man. This comes just days after New Orleans police say a drunk driver crashed into a crowd of spectators. So a very sad start to what should be a celebration of food, culture, and music. And we're going to take some time to hear about that now with Derek Freeman, who hosts the Wednesday New Orleans music show on WWOZ in New Orleans. He joins us for a Mardi Gras edition of the DJ Sessions. Derek, welcome and happy Mardi Gras.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well today. And let's get to some of the music that you wanted us to hear. This is a very famous song, Mardi Gras in New Orleans, by the late New Orleans blues artist Professor Longhair. Here it is.
While you go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. Go to New Orleans, you ought to go see the Mardi Gras. When you see the Mardi Gras, somebody'll tell you what's Carnival for.
Now, Professor Longhair passed away in 1980. He wrote the first version of this song in 1949, and it has remained hugely popular. How important is this song to Mardi Gras?
This song is Mardi Gras. It's the quintessential Mardi Gras song. Hmm. And the backstory of the song, the reason why everybody connects to it is Professor Longhair, in 1949, when Louis Armstrong was the king of Zulu, that inspired him to write this song. And the most famous version of the song that we hear is like actually the second version of the song, but there's several installments because Professor Longhair was a poet, so he always added and improved upon his songs. That's why you hear several recordings of all his famous songs, and it's hard for us to determine which ones were first, second, third, fourth, in the order that he wrote them in, because he always added to them. But he was inspired by Louis Armstrong being the king of Zulu.
And is that him whistling that we hear there?
Yes, that is him whistling.
Okay. And for people in New Orleans today, when are they likely to hear this song during Mardi Gras?
We've been playing this song pretty much since Twelfth Night, which is 12 days after Christmas. Is when we started celebrating Mardi Gras. So pretty much since then till today.
And it's being played at parades and parties and things like that?
Absolutely. Every brass band, every piano player, every string quartet, saxophone quartet. Yes, everybody's playing it. People trying to whistle it as well.
Which may not be so easy for all people. But let's get to another one that you brought us. This is Mardi Gras Day by Dr. John.
The town bomb was playing that old tailgate song. That trombone was playing that old tailgate.
All on a Mardi Gras day.
Trombone was playing that old tailgate.
All on a Mardi Gras day.
It sort of sounds like they're at the end of the parade. Maybe they've had a few drinks already. Tell us more about this.
Just
one.
A few.
Yeah.
Well, Mac Rabinac, you know, affectionately known as Dr. John, he of course was in Professor Longhair's band. A lot of people don't know that. He played guitar with Professor Longhair. He was originally a guitar player. We can go into the story of why he started to play piano, but that's for a different story. But anyway, the song is significant because Dr. John was very, he was very engrossed into the Mardi Gras Indian culture. So this is like, it's like an Indian song infused with New Orleans funk. And it's become a famous song over the years. Many people have re-recorded it, like Kermit Ruffins and Rebirth Brass Band and others.
And the name Dr. John, and we just heard from Professor Longhair, do all New Orleans musicians have these names with a title in front of it?
Yes, all the ones that we hold up to a higher standard, that, you know, there's an irreverence that comes with being a New Orleans classic musician. And of course, Dr. John's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so he supersedes many people in that regard. And I don't really know how he got the name. I'm sure there's people who do know, but I have some theories, but I don't want to speculate here on the radio.
Okay. All right. Well, up next, we've got So, So, So by Big Chief Monk Boudreau and the Golden Eagles.
I'm a little bitty boy with killer weight. I said, let him come, let him come.
said, let him come, let him come. Hey, Bob Boy Holly said, he don't run. Hey, Giacomo Pena, make who nominate. They saw that morning, got killed on with. Said, the black boy Holly said, he don't know. They live, beat it, boy, but they better so.
Tell us about this one.
Well, Big Chief Monk Boudreau is respected across all people of New Orleans as one of our greatest chiefs. And he's comes from Uptown. There's two different Mardi Gras Indians, and there's Uptown Indians and Downtown Indians. And Monk Boudreau's still around. He still plays all the time. I see him play all the time. He's still fantastic. He's the number one attraction on Mardi Gras Day. Everybody's trying to find where Chief is, and he's going to have the prettiest outfit. And he's going to shine, and it's always a challenge to try to find those guys on Mardi Gras Day because they move swiftly and stealthily.
By the way, what's your favorite Mardi Gras memory?
Oh, wow.
Or whatever you can remember that happened on Mardi Gras.
Right. It's hard because I don't remember most of them. I guess I'm fortunate in that way. There's a lot of fringe crews during Mardi Gras. There's the crew of St. Anne, and there's this another crew called the crew of Julu. That was started by some of the guys who started the New Orleans Klezmer All-Stars. And this parade has been, it's about 24, 25 years old now. And it's funny the amount of people that you see. Like, sometimes David Simon is there. Sometimes Adam Duritz from the Counting Crows is there. And it's just funny. You see all these like famous people who have won all these awards, and they want to find the fringe parades and march with us on Mardi Gras Day. And, you know, we have no set route or anything. It's more of a rogue parade, but it's also another parade people are trying to find on Mardi Gras Day, and it's hard to find us.
All right, well, we have time for one more, and this is My Indian Red by Danny Barker, featuring Don Kirkpatrick, Haywood Henry, and Fred Moore.
Here comes the big chief, the big chief, the yellow Pocahontas, the pretty monogram Hunters, and they don't bow down.
They don't bow down
on nobody's ground.
Nobody's ground.
Oh, how we love the day you call us Indian Red. The wild Squatunas, white eagles, the pretty eight-barred Hunters, the wild west Shoshone Hunters, and we don't bow down.
We don't bow down
on nobody's ground.
Nobody's ground.
Oh, how we love to hear you call us Indian Red. Here comes the spy.
Tell us about this one.
Well, Danny Barker, to me, is one of the co-creators of New Orleans music. Ironically, even though he was a banjo player and guitar player, he's almost responsible for the modern-day brass band. Like a lot of the brass band leaders of today, like your Leroy Joneses, your Kermit Ruffins, your James Andrews, these guys all came up under Danny Barker. And the song Indian Red is actually about Mardi Gras Day and the Indians coming out and what they represent, you know, which is the pain and the suffering of our people in New Orleans and how we celebrate a new birth every year during Mardi Gras. So it's just a great song for the tradition. And Danny Barker, he's a hero in New Orleans. So we had to have some music from him.
And the music that you've brought us, a lot of it sounds like it's been around for a while. Is there new Mardi Gras music being made today that maybe 20 years from now is going to be played in New Orleans on Mardi Gras?
Absolutely. I feel like the Rebirth Brass Band makes a new anthem every year or two. And then, of course, you have the Soul Rebels Brass Band, and then Leroy Jones makes some great Mardi Gras music. The bounce music, which started early in the early 90s in New Orleans, has become extremely popular over the last several years. And so the new trend is Mardi Gras bounce songs.
And bounce music is what?
Bounce music is akin to rap. It's more like a mixture of rap and New Orleans chanting. It's hard to explain, but if you look up Big Frida, that'll tell you everything you need to know.
That's Derek Freeman, who hosts the Wednesday New Orleans Music Show on WWOZ in New Orleans. Derek, again, happy Mardi Gras. Thanks for joining us.
Happy Mardi Gras. Thank you, guys.